also when you was in the joint, you know, I should take them calls from you. You know, I was glad. I was glad the first day you called me, man, and was like, Rick, what's up, man? What's going on out there? And then you start telling me, you said, man, you putting your book out. And I was like, yeah. You was like, I'm writing a book too. And I was like, damn, you writing a book too, D? And for me to be able to assist you in any way was an honor to me to be able to give you some game. And the way you weren't like a lot of dudes, you know, a lot of dudes be real prideful. You know, they won't ask somebody that was in a league or almost on the same level or just as big as they was or in the same game. They won't work with them. You know, they don't want to socialize with them. They don't want them to help each other. And I was just so thrilled, you know, when you reach out and ask me, you know, for some advice and I gave it, you know what I'm saying? Willingly and was glad to give it. And glad now whenever I have an opportunity to be around you or just to pick your brain, man. And that's why I'm glad to be, you know, talking to you about what we're going to talk about today, you know, which is the coronavirus. also, being up under this pressure, man, because this is a lot of pressure. You know, the...
It is.
And we was in MCC, MDC together.
Yeah,
that was a lot of pressure. That day that you came over, you pulled over. I don't know if you remember, but you pulled over to my mama's house on the back street, on the one way, and y'all was in a van.
How old was I then?
You was about 19.
No, I was 18.
You was 18?
Yeah, going on 19. Got my birthday December the 2nd.
Yeah. So you was 18, but you looked younger than that, though. You looked right. Like you were 16.
Yeah, okay.
I said, man, this young dude doing it like that there. And, you know, I just took my hat off to you, man, and admired not only the way you did it in the streets, but the way you was able to transition yourself. You know what I'm saying? And help so many other dudes and how you get so much respect from so many people. You know, when I came up to your birthday party that you and Misty Fab had, man, it was 7,500 or 8,000 people at your birthday party, you know, and everybody, not one incident didn't go on in the whole place, man. Just everybody just showed so much love and it was just cool, you know.